From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey and a key Syrian opposition group pledged on Saturday to support a complicated and partly secret ceasefire deal agreed upon by the United States and Russia.
And so this is a new equation. And we believe that this new equation offers an opportunity, again, not a certainty, an opportunity for people to be able to find a peaceful solution, because we don't believe there is a military solution.
After marathon negotiations with his Russian counterpart, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown. Syrian opposition forces are welcoming the deal while expressing skepticism a ceasefire can hold, noting Russia and the Syrian military did not adhere to a previous agreement. The U.N. Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's most recent nuclear test and says it will start discussing new significant measures against Pyongyang. In Washington, President Obama condemned the nuclear test, calling it a grave threat to regional security and to international peace and stability. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, said the test was nothing short of nuclear blackmail.
This is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
China responded to news of the test by saying it firmly opposed such actions by Pyongyang. Meanwhile, China has started emergency measures to monitor radiation and environmental pollution from the test. The Islamic State is accused of setting off two bombs outside of a shopping mall in Baghdad overnight, killing at least 12 people and wounding dozens more. This is VOA News. Sunday marks a somber day in the United States, the 15th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the country. President Obama devoted his weekly address to the impact of that incident that killed nearly 3,000 people in New York, the Pentagon, and Pennsylvania.
We've strengthened our homeland security, we've prevented attacks, we've saved lives. At the same time, the terrorist threat has evolved, as we've seen so tragically from Boston to Chattanooga, from San Bernardino to Orlando. So, in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and beyond, we'll stay relentless against terrorists like Al-Qaeda and ISIL. We will destroy them, and we'll keep doing everything in our power to protect our homeland.
On Sunday, the annual 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, the president will observe a moment of silence at the White House. Later, he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed 15 years ago on September 11th. A boiler exploded at a packaging factory near Bangladesh's capital Saturday, killing at least 22 people and injuring dozens of others. The blast triggered a fire at the factory outside Dhaka that produces and prints plastic packaging for potato chips and other household goods. An investigation is underway into the cause of the deadly explosion. More than 2 million worshippers are expected to begin the Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia on Saturday. The Hajj is an act of faith required by all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. During the Hajj, pilgrims seek forgiveness for their sins and meditate on their faith. Samsung is urging its users of their Galaxy Note 7 to stop using their phones immediately. It exchanged them Saturday following reports of batteries exploding. Over the weekend, many major airlines also demanded that customers power off their phones or even stow them and check bags before boarding planes. UN foreign funding has dried up for Haiti's fight against cholera, even though officials believe the illness has been reintroduced in the country by Nepali peacekeepers, triggering a surge of deaths. UN peacekeepers dumped infected sewage into a river. The result led to thousands dying from cholera and many more sickened by the disease. A new report by the independent UN Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights concluded that scientific evidence now points overwhelmingly to members of the peacekeeping mission as the source of the outbreak. I'm Michael Brown in Washington. Details on more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.